Next, Phil Gambini is joining us from investigativepost.org. Nearly 20,000 companies and nonprofits here in Western New York received over $2 billion in federal assistance via the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP. And Phil, you've been doing a lot of digging on this, finding out that certain professions made out really well.
Yes, Susan, that's right. Doctors' offices dominated. They were the industry that got the most loans in terms of value.
And you found that it was kind of a small percentage of companies that took up a big percentage of the amount dished out locally. What was the reasoning behind that, and how were, you know, a kind of a select few able to take up the majority of the PPP funds?
Well, this program was designed to get money in the hands of businesses fast, and that design worked, but it also allowed wealthier firms who were good at dealing with the government and banks to consume a larger proportion of the loans than some people might expect. In this case, we found that 5% of companies, these are companies that borrowed more than $500,000, they received half the pandemic aid that came to for-profit businesses in Western New York.
Can you talk about some of the, you know, names of companies, the biggest recipients?
Oh, they'll be very familiar to your listeners. Doctors' offices like Buffalo Medical Group, lawyers' offices like Phillips Lytle, Hodgson Russ, car dealerships like Westher. You know, the list goes on. Just some of the most familiar institutions, both nonprofit and for-profit in this program in Western New York.
Now, there was a lot of attention placed on New Era for getting a loan of over $8 million and still laying off over 100 people. But they weren't the only one to have layoffs even after accepting a pretty hefty PPP loan.
That's true, Brian. There was a number of companies in Western New York, about 20, that laid people off after having received a PPP loan. And in total, those loans were worth about $40 million.
We keep hearing the word loan, but is a lot of this forgivable?
All of it is potentially forgivable. These can be converted to grants if they're spent according to the rules. But in some cases, businesses may owe money back to the government.
Hey, Phil, appreciate the time. As always, it's Phil Gambini. You can check out the complete story at investigativepost.org.